Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, July 22nd. You'll be interested to know. 229 years ago today, in 1796, surveyors of the Connecticut Land Company named an area in Ohio Cleveland after General Moses Cleveland, the superintendent of the surveying party. This event marked the founding of what would become a vibrant city, known for its rich cultural heritage, industrial innovation, and contributions to music and the arts. Cleveland's establishment laid the groundwork for a community that would grow to inspire and achieve remarkable milestones in American history. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Tuesday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking clean this morning with waist-high sets rolling in. Waves hold around 2 to 2+ feet throughout the morning, offering some nice conditions. Expect the winds to remain onshore at 3 mph, keeping things smooth as the day starts. As the afternoon approaches, watch for conditions to become more bumpy with winds shifting slightly. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 2-foot incoming high tide when the southwest swell is 1 feet at 17 seconds and the onshore wind is 3 mph. The first high tide Tuesday will be 4 foot just before 9:30 a.m. with a 2.5-foot low tide at 1:30. The nearshore buoy at Mission Bay West reads 70 degrees for the water temperature. Wednesday through Friday features waist-to-chest-high waves with fair conditions early, transitioning to choppy afternoons. Morning winds remain light from the northwest, providing semi-glassy surf, but by midday, winds pick up to 10 to 15 mile per hour, creating more challenging conditions. Expect fun, rideable surf on Wednesday and Thursday, while Friday offers a cleaner start before choppy conditions set in later. This morning, it's patchy drizzle, and it feels like 68 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 7:57, and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:57. It looks like we're in for some patchy drizzle before 11 a.m., with mostly cloudy skies and a high near 73, accompanied by a light breeze. Tonight, expect cloudy conditions with a low around 64 and calm winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect partly sunny skies on Wednesday with a high near 75 and a light northwest wind. Nights will be mostly cloudy with lows around 63. Thursday and Friday will bring similar weather with highs near 76 and 74 and mostly cloudy nights. Saturday continues the trend with a high near 73. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, a 65-foot boat crashed into the USS Midway Museum on Friday, resulting in thousands of dollars in damage. The boat's operator was arrested for boating under the influence, hit and run, and operating a vessel with a blood alcohol level exceeding the legal limit. Surveillance footage captured the boat, named Offshore Lifestyle, colliding with the decommissioned Navy ship along the downtown waterfront. Fortunately, there were no reported injuries. The estimated damage to the museum is $100,000, but the museum remains open to the public. The investigation continues. Now on to sports. On Sunday, President Donald Trump used his social media account to demand that two professional sports teams restore Native American-based names they had previously abandoned. The Washington Commanders and the Cleveland Guardians were targeted in his all-caps tirade, with Trump threatening the Commanders that he would not assist them in securing a stadium deal in Washington, D.C., unless they re-embraced the Redskins. While the Guardians responded to Trump, the Commanders have remained silent, prompting speculation about their reluctance to engage. Their silence raises questions about whether they are simply avoiding controversy or secretly wish to revert to the old name. In local sports, yesterday afternoon in Miami, the Padres edged out the Marlins 2-1 at Lone Depot Park. Merrill drove in Bogaerts with a single in the second, while Maldonado's double tied it up. Stowers' solo shot in the fourth secured the win. Maury Hone earned the win, allowing no runs over four innings, while Suarez notched the save. The Friars now have 55 wins and 45 losses, sitting strong in the standings. Tonight, the Friars take on the Marlins in Miami for Game 2 of this three-game series. Steph Colick, with a 2.41 earned run average, faces Edward Cabrera, bringing a 3.4 earned run average. First pitch is at 3:40 with temperatures around 87 degrees. In top news, scientists have made a significant breakthrough in nuclear fusion as the Wendelstein 7X Stellarator in Germany has set a new record for plasma duration. Researchers sustained fusion reactions for an impressive 43 seconds, marking the longest duration ever achieved in nuclear fusion, surpassing previous records held by tokamaks. Unlike nuclear fission, which produces toxic waste, nuclear fusion only requires hydrogen ions, promising clean, limitless energy. This achievement demonstrates the potential of stellarators, which can operate more flexibly and efficiently. Professor Thomas Klinger from the Max Planck Institute for Plasma Physics hailed this milestone as a step toward viable fusion energy. In business news, consumer behavior is sending flashing red signals as an increasing number of Americans are skipping car payments. While headlines suggest inflation is easing and job markets are strong, the reality is troubling. According to LendingTree, 5.1% of Americans are delinquent on auto loans, with 2% at least 30 days late. Subprime auto delinquencies have reached a 15-year high, according to Fitch. This trend indicates deeper structural pressures, as even prime borrowers are starting to struggle. Investors should focus on these behavioral signals, as the true risks are often hidden beneath the surface. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is unchanged at about $117,000. Ethereum is down 1% to just under $3,700. And XRP is unchanged at $3.48. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Astrophysicists have made a groundbreaking discovery revealing the largest known merger of two black holes. This violent collision created a single black hole approximately 225 times the mass of the Sun. The merger produced a gravitational wave that rippled across the universe, detected by the Laser Interferometer Gravitational Wave Observatory in Washington and Louisiana. The faint signal, lasting only 0.2 seconds, was announced on July 13th in Glasgow. Researchers are still unraveling the mystery of this event and exploring how these black holes may have formed. This finding opens exciting new avenues for cosmic research. Entertainment news. Pedro Pascal is setting the record straight regarding his role in Avengers Doomsday. In a recent interview, director Matt Shakman discussed casting Reed Richards, also known as Mr. Fantastic. He mentioned the character's evolution from a nerdy scientist to a father and leader. However, rumors circulating online suggested Pascal would lead the Avengers, which he clarified to Entertainment Weekly is not the case. What Matt has said about Reed and the comic has been taken out of context, he explained. The upcoming Fantastic Four First Steps opens in theaters this weekend, with Avengers Doomsday set for release on December 18th, 2026. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American journalist and author Robert Quillen. And he said, "Progress always involves risk. You can't steal second base and keep your foot on first." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.